Willem.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you here again. A year ago, we were sitting around this table as well. I would totally subscribe to what Frédéric told you about how wonderful retirement is. It is the best moment of your life. It's, there are no algorithms to tell you how to deal with retirement. I mean, this is a very personal issue, and you have to figure it out yourself how to deal with it. But you follow your instincts. I think that is very important. I worked for 32 years with UNHCR, mainly in the field, and of course, at the end of the career, you are doomed to end up in headquarters. But anyhow, that is one's fate. But although I had no time to prepare for retirement, I never attended one of those seminars. My last job was Director of External Relations in UNHCR, and it was simply there was no time to do such a thing. But amazingly, although my wife was very worried what was going to happen with me after I would stop working, as I had no hobbies, I didn't do sport, I was just concentrated on my job in UNHCR. But then things worked out extremely well right from the beginning. I decided, I'm a dog lover, and to become a member of the Geneva Group of Search and Rescue, and with my dog. And so I started a whole training of how to rescue people who are trapped in during earthquakes, or how to rescue people who are lost in the mountains, and do it in, as a teamwork with my dog. And that gave me the sport which I had never done, because I had to walk a lot. I had to do a lot of exercise, you know, for this training. So that was, I think, something which helped me tremendously right in the beginning. Another thing is, when you get retired, what is the first thing you do? Probably cleaning your cellar, because that you never ever had time to do. And while I was doing that, I found my old books from my student days of when I studied for fun. I just studied political science, but on the side, I studied Arabic, classical Arabic. And as usually happens, when you're working, even with UNHCR, I never ever was in a situation that I could use my Arabic. So, of course, after 32 years, I had lost it. So I decided, I found those books, looked into it, and got all excited, and started to, here at the UN in Geneva, following the Arabic classes for 5 years, and in order to get back my Arabic. And that was, intellectually, was wonderful. So I had my physical job with a dog, and I had 2 hours a day with Arabic, and that really kept me going. And then, of course, you get involved in NGOs. I think be careful in the beginning. Many people, when they know you are free, they want to grab you. And I think what you have to learn right from the beginning is how to say no. And really choose the ones you really want to get involved in. I'm involved in the Refugee Education Trust, of course. That's my link a little bit to my job with UNHCR before. And I'm involved in the Sergio Vieira de Mello Foundation, because Sergio was a good friend and colleague of mine. But so I think it's very important that you choose very carefully. Let me stop here, because there will be questions from you, and we'll deal with